I'd like to read chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. 21. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healthy, and health to all the whole body. And watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the spring of life. Yesterday I talked about incline our ear to the word of God. Second point is verse 21. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Watch over our heart is as a 2 points. One is we have to, because it's a blessing that we have 2 ears, but we're inclining our ear to the word of God. Now, our eyes also is so precious. Things we can see it. It is a blessing. When God created the whole world and universe, every time He creates it, I saw that it is beautiful. It's good, which means it is beautiful. Our eye is always seeking beautiful things. Every day, look at the mirror. We can see our beauty. Don't you think so? Because after shower and then just come over some mousse and just try to look at it, you know, see how beautiful we are. Our nature is so beautiful because God created us wonderful way. So God designed us to enjoy this beauty. But problem is, after Adam and Eve, they commit sin. The sin coming into our life, so coming into our heart. We find out Adam and Eve, when they commit sin, they commit sin through their eyes, with the deceiving word of Satan. But end up, they look at the fruits, because it's eatable, it's beautiful. They're supposed not to look at this fruit as a beautiful, but they deceived by the Satan's. The heart is already open to the evil. So they're supposed not to see that as a beautiful, but they saw the beautiful. So many times we find that our eyes easily can be deceived. So we're supposed not to follow evil way to be deceived so that we can open our eyes, can see it. Then it's troubled. During the time of Noah, so why God judged upon the earth? Because the people's heart is seeking evils. So what they open their eyes, they can see the man, the Son of God, look at the people's and women's, see the beauty, but it's not a true beauty of inner, but the outer beauties. It becomes a cause of the trouble for end up to seeking the evils. So eyes, we have to think about it. It's so precious. If you think about your life, is you know, you lose your sight. It is under the great darkness, total darkness. Is that every day your life, when you in the morning get up, but then you cannot see anything. I'm sure it's quite a struggle if we lose our eyes. Eyes is actually, I think it's more than ears. The perceiving through our eyes is really precious. When I was little, we only have a radio. So when the about 6 o'clock and children's time, then turn on the radio, put the frequency, and then we listen to the children's programs. But later on, there's a black and white, the TV came out. Wow, there's a TV. And I think it's very hard to understand your generation. But TV also is not flat, it seems like nowadays going back to old time is in rounded. So. And black and TV, so there's a store, the cartoon book store. If you read a certain some of the cartoon books, and they give a stamp. A few of the stamp, then I can watch the TV. So with my friends, we always go there to see the cartoon book, and then so 1, 2, 3. Yes, tonight we can see the TV. So they give about, at that time, it's about 2 hours. The broadcast, and it's a very simple, children's stuff. But we're so excited. Later on, color TV came. So. Wow, color TV comes. We can see color, huh? Generations keep on changing. So. Because we have a desire. We're seeking, eyes has a seeking things, beauty. Huh? But if we don't have a, if we do not watch over our heart, other things coming in, seeing things supposed not to to beautiful, but we look at as a beautiful, which is a deceit. Satan always use our heart to deceive us. Things we supposed not to see, let us have a desire to see it. So we have to watch over our eyes. Just like Adam and Eve, the way they commit sins has come through their eyes. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 32. Luke chapter 17, verse 32 is a remember. Remember Lot's wife. At that time, God sent two angels to bring this family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. So I asked them to run to the mountain. Do not turn your eyes, turn your back, see the city. Just straight to run to the mountain. Well, we know the Lord's wife turned her head, his face toward the Sodom and Gomorrah, and herself turned to be a column of salt, which is Lord's life, as a shameful monument turned out to be. The word this heart came from, why she has a desire to see the simple city that now underway under the judgment of God. Clearly, angel says, do not turn around to see this city. But she turned around. Physically, actually, she got out of the Sodom and Gomorrah. But her heart is still in the Sodom. So even though physically get out, but heart is there. So cannot stop her to turn around to see the Sodom. That was the cause of herself to become a column of salt. So physically, we are here throughout the whole this week. Doesn't mean that we are. We can say we don't see the word. Hopefully, after this CYC, our eyes fix onto the Lord Jesus, just like Hebrews chapter 12 mentioned that. It doesn't mean that our life, we do not see things in this world. You know, you just close your eyes wherever you go. It's not that kind of things. While you drive, you close your eyes and you died. So it's not that kind of things. That your goal, your heart, your mind, set you to your life to God. Yeah, that's what the Bible have give us the messages. So Colossians chapter 3 mentioned that set your mind things above, right? Because that's our Christian's view, we can say. When he has gone through a lot of trials in his life. He was a righteous man at the beginning. Later he confessed. Before he only can hear. But after the trial, he can say, I can see him now. Spiritual eyes is open. Yeah. Let's look at the book of Job. Job chapter 42. Chapter 42 from verse 1. Job chapter 42 from verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be thwarted. Chapter 42 verse 3. Who is this that hide counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear now, and I will speak. I will ask thee, and do thou instruct me. Verse 5. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Therefore I retract and I repent in dust and ashes. We find out in the Job's this repent is a different kind of repent. This is not just, you know, we do something wrong and then turn around and say, I am sorry. It's not that kind of repent. This is the ultimate repent, which is, we can say, he understands how much he can close to God. Yes, before he can hear the word of God. His life always, he wants to be a righteous person. But after he have gone through the trials, another eyes open, which is the spiritual eyes is open. Now I can see him closely. So when he see God, he also can see himself. He realized who he is more detailed, more precise way. So this repent is, we can say, substantial repent. Then he gained his true eyes in his life. So he can see God truly in his life. That's why God bless him. At the beginning, he already received the blessing. But after he gained this spiritual eyes, God bless him. Double portions. And because throughout this week, we all repent. Not only you repent, and I try myself to, I to repent to hope that we gain this true eyesight, which is not look at things with our physical eyes, but with the spiritual eyes. So we our Christian life to be upgraded in 2050. When I look at the little children, little children's, you know, the baby's eyes, so pretty. So I call them angels' eyes, because truly the eyes is angels. They're innocent. They're always looking at their mother's eyes. I still remember my children, my kids, when they, when I holding the baby, finally their eyes open, and then I see me, so, oh, so, so beautiful. And then it's open the eyes and then little smiles. I don't think a baby just smile, but for us it's big smiles. Wow, this baby, look at me, have a smile on me. It's a pretty eyes. Then I think, because last night I think about it, what kind of eyes is Christian eyes? Just like an angel's eyes. Yeah. They don't know the evils. Their eyes always follow the mother's eyes. And then they find out secure and comfort and peace. So when they eye contact with the mothers. We need these eyes, the Christian eyes. It is only possible with our true faith. Only we can please God with the true faith, true eyes. When God asked Abraham to move into the land of Canaan, the both of the, you know, he and his nephews, Lot's, they all become rich men, so they cannot get together. And so Abraham asked, and we cannot get together, so we better separate it. If you go east, then I go west. So Lot, look at the Jordan valleys. It is beautiful. It seems like his all herd, you know, ships can have enough, so his life to be comfort, to be prosper. So he chose the land. He moved down to the Jordan valleys, but end up reached to the Sodom, and his life faced the judgment of judgment in the city. But after Lot's departed from the Lot, God asked him, turn back to ask him to see the land. What land is that? That's the land of Canaan. That's a promised land. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 12. No, Genesis chapter 13, sorry. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after the Lord had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, the northward and the southward and the eastward and the westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendant as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. There is God here to talk to Abraham. Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, north, south, and east, and west. All the land which you see. Because God asked him to see this land. So, this land is come from the order from God to see the land. I hope that today, after finish this CYC, once you step out of here, I hope you and I, we can see the way God asks us to see it. Once we stay there, we step on there for the rest of our life, God will bless us. During the time of Jesus, when he started his ministry, people cannot see what he can see it. But Jesus can see it, his true kingdoms. He knows how he can establish his kingdom in this world. Not that many people really praise him, even that he came to this world. A lot of people jealous him, a lot of people trying to, especially the even religious leaders. Well, when he captured, then he about to, before he died, he stand in front of the pilot. You are the king of this Judah, king of Judah. You say that my kingdom is not belongs to here. He mentioned that. He so far that throughout the whole, you know, the few years of his ministry, he always opened his eyes, can see the spiritual kingdoms. That's why he never be discouraged. That's why because of that he can finish this journey with the helping of God. When he died on the cross, people cannot see, but he can see that his kingdom come true to the earth. So when he died, in the last moment he said, it is finished. Because this kingdom come true to it. Because his eyes can fix onto the Father. When other people look at him, he's a loser. He's not a victorious. But when he died on the cross, only he knows it is a true victory. When he died on the cross. In the Christian life, we see that what is the true eyes. We can see this image of our true God, our Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul in his life, he's willing to follow the Lord Jesus because his spiritual eyes are open. He can see the love of God in his heart. So things that before he's cherished, things that his status, he can give up everything for the Lord Jesus. So he wants to hold the Lord Jesus in his life. It is a blessing because, you know, the Lord Jesus put him up onto the third heaven, show the glory of the paradise. It's a wonderful experience in his life. Right? I don't know, because when I have this kind of a chance, I don't think there's so many in front of me, but I know because through the word of God, we can see it, that his kingdom is precious. It's beautiful. That's our hope for our Christian life. I hope you and I, we can see him, and also our heart, we can see straight in our life within the commandment of God. So you and I, our life, to reach the kingdoms without false step, without falling. Surely God will be with us. Let us remember that during the time of Jesus, a lot of people, they think they know God. Religious leaders, they think they know God, but yet they do not know God. When God healed the born blind man, there's many people around, you know, the Pharisees. But Jesus pointed out, you are blind. But we're supposed not to be blind, our eyes to be open, so that we can see God always. God will be with you throughout this 2015. That his grace, his love with your eyes, so you can see him. And we can read the Bible. We know that these people also search the scriptures because the eternal life is coming from there. But why they cannot see the salvation from the word of God? Because the love of God is not in within their heart. We can see things, but if there's a love, we truly can see the inner inside. God is a spirit. But we cannot see him with the physical eyes. But we can see him with the true love of God. Because that is the God himself. God always be with you for this, the new year. So.